Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The House repeals cool. We're back on that in just a moment.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
The U.S. House of Representatives voting late Wednesday to take country of origin labels off of meat products sold in the United States. Very strong vote. It was 300 in favor, 131 opposed to repeal of mandatory cool. The bill now will be moving on to the Senate for consideration. There'll be considerably more opposition likely there. The bill introduced just a few days ago followed the most recent ruling, the latest of several by the World Trade Organization in May, that the law creates unfair trade barriers for Canada and Mexico. Both countries have threatened retaliatory trade actions against the U.S. exports. Total retaliation proposed by the two countries totals $3.6 billion on an annual basis. Members of the House Agriculture Committee, on the Republican side anyway, cheered the chairman of the committee, Michael Conaway of Texas, indicates that he's thankful for the support of the colleagues that he has in passing this common sense bipartisan bill as a necessary targeted response to avoid retaliation from Canada and Mexico. Jim Costa from California is a Democrat, and he says it's a critical step towards ensuring that the United States is no longer burdened by a law that harms our economy, our nation's beef, pork, and poultry producers. However, the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson of Minnesota, is siding basically with the National Farmers Union in saying that this is a rush to repeal cool that is unneeded. He says rushing a cool repeal bill through the House is not the way to address the potential retaliation stemming from the WTO ruling. He says there are several ways that things that need to happen, including determining the actual economic harm caused by cool before retaliation can take place. Canada's claims are unfounded, as studies show little, if any, economic harm from cool has actually happened to them. Now, speaking of Farmers Union, they're one of the few agricultural groups that are in favor of not repealing mandatory cool. He says that the move by the House is a disappointing, knee-jerk overreaction, and says they'll focus on the Senate to slow this process down and consider other options besides repeal. National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's time for the law to go, though. Philip Ellis is their president. He says cool has been without benefit to the U.S. cattle industry and producers like myself. And now with retaliation imminent from our largest trading partners, it is time this legislation is repealed. There is no other fix that can be put in place to bring value to this program or satisfy our trading partners. Ellis adds, it's imperative the Senate act quickly to pass this legislation. The governments of Canada and Mexico have been very clear that they fully intend to retaliate to the fullest extent allowed by the WTO. So NCBA says it's time that cool be repealed. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Saturday, June 13th, it's Black Hereford Ranch's Cream of the Crop Sale, starting at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's their 14th annual female sale at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma. Over 500 head of powerful club calf producing calves will be available, including 370 elite fall bred heifers and donor prospects, 60 fall calf and young cows, and a lot more. For information, give them a call, 580-983-2363, or go to blackherfordranch.com. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.